Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined today by Joanne Deal, president of the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Louisiana, and Erica Goins, accreditation coordinator with the Better Business Bureau. Ladies, thank you for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
So, love to shop? Well, you better beware. I guess that's what we're talking about today, Joanne.
Very much so. Apparently, there's a group of people in the United States, or possibly outside of the United States, who want to send out a lot of checks and make people think they can go shopping, keep some extra money, keep the material. But chances are you need to check out every group with the Federal Trade Commission at their website. We've had several instances. We've had calls from all over the country, one this morning from St. Louis, Florida, Pennsylvania. These groups send out checks. They are using a phantom address. Unfortunately, it's in West Monroe, and they're utilizing the name of the group that are actually located at that address, so they morph the name and send out a check that sounds like it might be from them. So when you go to our website or their website, it looks like it's just a small mistake, or sometimes people just overlook the fact that it's not exactly the same group.
Right. So, Erica, checks have started arriving in the area then, so something that everybody needs to be aware of and be looking for.
That is right. There is no such thing as a mystery shopper. They're not going to send you a check in the mail. If you get that check, it is absolutely 100% a scam.
I noticed there was actually some prominent websites over the weekend kind of surfing the net a little bit, and they actually had information links to the check scam information. You know, what angle do they have towards consumers? It's a check that they're able to cash, or how do they use that?
They take them to the bank, and the banks, unfortunately, sometimes do cash them. And then the consumer is instructed to Western Union or MoneyGram a very large portion of that check back to whoever sent it to them. And by the time that check makes the rounds and comes back, the consumer is 100% responsible for the entire amount. So they're really getting taken.
And Joanne, they include airlines in this somehow?
Yes, we've just got notification from one of our offices in the center of the country that Delta Airlines is now taking the brunt of some of the scamming. The checks go out. The individual thinks they have this money in the bank. They book an airline flight to, you know, secret shop an airline. And then, unfortunately, by the time they need to pay that bill, they do not have that money in the bank. Our financial institutions in Northeast Louisiana are very active in the Northeast Louisiana Financial Crimes Association, and task force, rather. They are they meet in conjunction and in between the meetings of the Louisiana Bankers Association. So we think that in Louisiana we're doing a very good job of interacting with each other. Our consumer relations consultant in our office, Melanie Johns, does a great job of forwarding information. So as soon as we get tips, we send it out to our financial institutions, and we're trying to stay on top of that so that our consumers benefit by virtue of our tellers not accepting those checks.
Now, with a scam like this, do they typically target the metro areas, or, you know, can smaller town residents expect to see something in their mail when it comes to the mystery shopping?
It really seems to be the smaller towns. They don't seem to hit the large metro areas quite as much, but it filters in that way.
Almost the anticipation, in other words, smaller town residents, they have the anticipation of, oh, well, I can go into town and shop at this and this.
Right, that is right.
They do. The scammers prefer that they cross jurisdictional lines for law enforcement as well as for the banking coverage lines.
You also mentioned there was a tie-in, I guess, with the census and the way that these are sent out as well.
I did want to mention that the most recent set of letters, that the one we got calls about from St. Louis today, they're utilizing a morph of American Consumer Survey. Mm-hmm. A small percentage of people around the country, once you completed your census survey, you received the American Community Survey. So, again, we feel like it's a play on the name.
Right.
Again, linked to a local institution, you know, local address. So we're getting lots of calls. So that is usually how the scam works. It sounds like something else.
Erica, what is the course of action if someone finds this in their mail? What is the first step they need to do?
Well, they need to call us just to make sure that it is a scam. You know, we can almost guarantee it is, but let us check it out for you. That's what we do. From there, we tell people, you know, please don't play into that. And I know it sounds great, a large amount of money, but the consequences are not worth it. We suggest you just shred that check immediately and don't have any further communication with them.
And something like that, not only do they need to take that, but I mean, there is so, it's tricky the way they morph the names, not only that, but also legitimate businesses that may have some type of promotional thing going on to where, you know, like you say, the consumer's best first move is to go ahead and call and to find out if it is
because
legitimate or not.
We can give you the peace of mind to know if you're dealing with a legitimate company or the scammers.
And when things are transpired, when things transpire through the mail, they automatically are then prosecutable by the Postal Inspection Service. So there's the Federal Trade Commission, there's the Federal Communications Commission if it's on the airwaves or telephone or cell ads. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, always the Federal Trade Commission is involved in anything where the exchange of money transpires.
Have the numbers of cases that's been on the increase in the past couple of weeks, or has it been progressing for the past month or so?
We've experienced the 111 Crosley issue since December. I do want to point out, too, that the census, we have included the Census Bureau in our reporting of the American Consumer Survey problem.
Also, Federal Trade Commission, folks can visit the website there to find out more information.
Absolutely. They have a wealth of information and videos. We encourage people in church groups and social groups to do programs on the material that's there. If they need a speaker, we will come out. But the Federal Trade Commission has a huge amount of educational material that's there for anyone to use, including the university faculty.
And it's all free.
Joanne Dill, Erica Goins with the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Louisiana. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.